Welcome to Blindspot, an audio podcast series about forensic science and the role forensic experts play in our judicial system. The name Blindspot comes from the fact that forensic experts can see and hear what laypersons cannot. Forensic experts reveal the blind spot in court using their experience and expertise as forensic scientists.
Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to this 15th episode of Blind Spot on forensic audio enhancement. One of the more common jobs that an audio forensic expert is engaged in is enhancing audio recordings for intelligibility and clarification. Audio evidence is often recorded in less than optimal situations and sometimes with poor quality equipment. This evidence can be vital to a case, and when the content of the recording can't be heard, the evidence becomes useless. That's why the audio enhancement process is one of the most important jobs as an audio forensic expert. There is no one single way to enhance an audio recording because every recording is different. The sound floor, the noise level, the quality of the voices, the distance of the voices from the microphones can all be different. So the applications and tools that are used by the audio forensic expert vary from case to case. At the same time, it's important for the audio forensic expert to be aware of these processes available so that they're prepared to handle any audio enhancement. In this episode, I'll cover some of these processes in a general workflow that I use as an audio forensic expert. In a previous episode, I discussed the process of authenticating digital evidence. Many of the same steps should also be taken when enhancing audio. Ideally, the audio forensic expert should obtain the original or a clone of the original that's not undergone any digital compression or degradation of quality. When I receive evidence as an audio forensic expert, I always clone that evidence while loading it into my forensic computer. This clone of the recording is what the forensic expert will perform the enhancement on, so the original remains unaltered. There are many professional audio programs available for enhancing a recording. At Primo Forensics, we use Adobe Audition and Sony SoundForge for most of our audio enhancement cases. The first step in audio enhancement is to critically listen to the audio recording in its entirety from beginning to end. Using critical listening skills based on experience, we are observing the sound quality of the recording to determine what is right and what is wrong with the recording. Before adding any processing or filters to the audio recording, I listen multiple times and take notes as to the issues I'm having with the recording and what I actually can hear. This helps me fix different problems within the recording on a section-by-section basis. This process is also known as forensic identification. Changes in frequency ranges, the noise floor or background noise in the recording, the amplitude levels, which are volume levels, should be noted and marked because each of these sections need to be enhanced differently. Once the sections have been marked and notes have been taken, I go back through and listen to the recording again multiple times to make sure that I have everything indexed properly. When I began my career as an audio forensic expert, my awareness of the various analog editing tools and filtering available for both analog and digital formats laid a strong foundation to build on. Having this knowledge helps me today to determine which signal processors will most effectively improve the quality of the audio evidence. The critical issues that I hear help me determine which signal processors to use and the order to use them in. The order of the processing and filtering can often be key in producing the most optimum audio enhancement. All digital audio recordings have a signal-to-noise ratio. This is the ratio of the desired sound level to the unwanted sound level. Any recording will have a noise floor, whether it's from background room noise, HVAC, air conditioning, coolers, internal noise created from the recording device, or a combination of everything. The higher the signal-to-noise ratio, the bigger the difference is between the desired sound and the unwanted noise. When using signal processors for forensic audio enhancement, the signal-to-noise ratio may be changed depending on what processors are used and what order they're used in. The audio forensic expert must be careful to avoid decreasing the ratio and raising the noise floor, which will have a negative impact on the final work product. Adding a compressor right away to an audio recording in order to try to bring the voices up will also raise the noise floor. It might be necessary to do noise reduction processing before adding a compressor or raising the amplitude or volume of the recording. Typically, diagnostic tools are the second step to enhancing the audio. Once I've listened to an audio entirely and taken notes and marked sections, I take a look at the sound spectrum. Some audio software programs include signal processors that attenuate clipping or clicking issues in the audio recording. When this repairing process is completed first, it will help clean up the audio as much as possible before delving into more advanced techniques. Noise reduction is very helpful for removing any background noise that is consistent through the entire recording. When done correctly, noise can be removed from the recording and wanted signals can be kept, such as voices and other sounds that are pertinent to the case. While noise reduction is a useful tool, it's very easy to use too much noise reduction and make the audio less intelligible when applied incorrectly. These processes, like all other processes, are not always necessary and should be assessed on a case-by-case basis. After diagnosing the recording and removing as much unwanted background noise as possible, other signal processors, such as gain and dynamic processing, is the next step in forensic audio enhancement. Many recordings I receive have an overall low level to begin with and simply need to increase the volume or gain. Compressors, as well as gain plugins, can help raise the overall amplitude of the audio recording. Compression will also balance all of the signals in the recording. If two people are talking over a recording, but one person is standing much closer to the recorder than the other, their voice will be much louder than the other person's voice. Using a compressor can simultaneously raise the level of the quieter person and attenuate or lower the volume of the louder person who's standing closer to the recorder. Compressors can also have a negative effect on an audio recording when not used properly, because a compressor uses attenuation and gain to balance the signals in a recording, it can raise the level of the noise floor or other unwanted signals as well. For example, a recording of two people talking out on the street will most likely have the sound of cars driving by and outdoor ambience. Applying too much compression will raise the level of the cars and unwanted background noise to the level of the people talking and cover up the desired audio recording. Understanding the perimeters of a compressor and relying on critical listening will always yield the most successful results. Equalization is another extremely helpful tool and probably one of the most important tools or filters that I use as a forensic expert. Equalization always allows the audio forensic expert to remove unwanted frequencies and frequency ranges by varying amounts. When any kind of sound is recorded, the audio signal is made up of various frequencies. The frequency range of human hearing is between 20 Hz and 20 kHz. Most sounds are present across this frequency range, but all sounds have fundamental frequencies in narrower bands because the human voice is most prominent between 1 kHz and 4 kHz. Removing other ranges that may only contain noise or don't contain fundamental parts of the human voice can greatly increase the intelligibility of the voices in the recording. Boosting frequencies in that range brings out the voices in the recording and increases the clarity. A 60-cycle hum is one example of an unwanted frequency, often heard in recordings because of power running or electrical devices. Making narrow cuts at 60 Hz and the higher order harmonics can often help remove this hum and make it easier to hear other parts of the recording, like the speech. When using an equalizer, the audio forensic expert should test their knowledge of different frequency bands. This is accomplished by boosting and cutting various frequencies to determine what is helpful in enhancing the recording and what isn't working. Spectrograms are very useful for visually identifying what frequencies are present and prominent in a recording. Through critical listening and careful analysis, the audio forensic expert can remove unwanted frequencies and background noise while keeping crucial, necessary frequencies. Training your ears to recognize the different frequency ranges can take time, but it is a very crucial skill set to have when pursuing a career as an audio forensic expert. As I mentioned before, there's no set process or order for enhancing an audio recording because every recording is different. The signal processors and techniques that I've mentioned in this episode are all very helpful tools to have at your disposal when enhancing audio. They should only be used when critical listening and signal analysis of the audio has proved that they're necessary. The order of the processes is not a set structure either. Sometimes equalization before compression can have a more beneficial effect than if it was applied in a different order. When I perform a forensic audio enhancement for a client, I often give them multiple versions of the enhancement. In each version, I try different combinations of signal processors to produce the best results possible. Sometimes certain sections will sound better in one version than another, and by providing the client with various versions, they can obtain what they need from each version. Being aware of what tools are available and knowing how to properly make use of them is still only part of the forensic enhancement process. An audio forensic expert needs to combine their knowledge and experience with these tools to effectively perform a forensic audio enhancement. And lastly, listening back to the enhanced audio is almost as crucial as the audio enhancement process itself, especially in a courtroom. Professional speakers, headphones, earbuds, computer speakers, car stereos will all play the enhanced audio differently. Some systems will be more audible than others. It depends on each individual person's sound perception. So when you listen back to the enhanced audio, listen on different mediums. And if you have to take the audio into a courtroom setting, plan in advance what you're going to use to play the audio back so the judge, jury, and opposing attorney can easily hear the enhanced audio. This concludes this episode of Blind Spot. If you subscribe to this podcast, you'll be notified of future episodes as they're produced. We welcome your comments and questions at primoforensics@gmail.com. Thanks for listening.